You have no actual medical training?
No. I have kids. Learned a lot right there. Yeah, I mean, I've seen nurses give my son throat cultures, and what is it? You stick a giant Q-tip down their throat and wait. Or a urinalysis where you take that dipstick to see whether or not the white count's high.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm great with people. You'd have to observe me to know for sure, but you can trust me on that. Yeah, I'm extremely fast learner. You show me something in a lab once, and I've got it down. Mm-hmm. No, I always wanted to go to medical school, you see. That was my first interest, really. But then I got married and had a kid too young, and I kind of blew that. But well, when I was first out of high school, I got a job with Fluor Engineers and Constructors in Irvine. I fell madly in love with geology.
Geology?
Yeah. I learned how to read maps. I love maps. And yeah, but I lost my job because my boy came down with chicken pox, had 104 temperature, and you know, my ex-husband was useless, so that didn't really work out.
Uh-huh.
You got a really nice office.
Thanks. Look.
I was out, but I take it. Don't tell me what happens.
It was so good. You're 9 o'clock here already.
Remind me.
Erin Brockovich. Car accident. Not her fault, she says. She was referred.
Aaron, hi.
Hi.
Ed Madry. Sorry you had to wait.
Okay.
Now, here. Sit down.
Thank you. Oh. I never thought just standing could take it out of you, but ever since that shithead hit me, I feel like my whole body's put together wrong.
Poor thing. Would anyone ask if you want a coffee?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good. Listen, whoever did this to you made one hell of a mistake. And you and me, we're going to make him pay for it. So, why don't you tell me what happened?
I was pulling out real slow, and out of nowhere, his Jaguar comes racing around the corner like a bat out of hell. They took some bone from my hip and put it in my neck. I don't have insurance, so I'm about $17,000 in debt right now. I couldn't take painkillers because they made me too groggy to take care of my kids. Matthew's 8, and Katie's almost 6, and Beth's just 9 months. Just want to be a good mom, nice person, a decent citizen. I just want to take good care of my kids, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
$17,000 in debt? Whew. Is your ex-husband helping out?
Which one?
There's more than one?
Yeah, there's two. Why?
So, you must have been feeling pretty desperate that afternoon.
What's your point?
Broke, 3 kids, no job. A doctor in a Jaguar must have looked like a pretty good meal ticket.
Objection, Stan.
He hit me.
So you say.
He came tearing around the corner out of control.
An ER doctor who spends his days saving lives was the one out of control.
That asshole smashed in my fucking neck. Open it fucking shut.
That's exactly the kind of language of love.
Oh, please. It was over long before
I told her the questions might get a little personal.
No, you told me I'd be sick.
I never said that.
You told me I had a good shot. I had no shot.
Okay, let's try and settle down here.
Oh, fuck, settle down. I've got $74 in the bank. I can't afford to settle down.
I'm sorry.
Teach lawyers to apologize because you suck at it.
Got a little cough. I sat in the steam with her to try to loosen it up, but
I think I've got some cough in this.
Ah, Gwen. Okay. Listen.
Yeah.
I didn't want to tell you before. Well, you know, with your worries.
What?
My daughter. She bought a big house with a room for me. I'm moving in with her.
Yeah.
Next week.
Next week?
I know. But it's good for me. Now I can help my daughter take care of my grandkids. And it's good for you, too. Now you have money, you can hire a good babysitter, eh? Not the old lady next door.
Matthew? Katie, you back here? Okay, come on in, would you? Hey, get in the house. No dripping.
Okay.
Kids, go ahead and order.
Okay, I'm gonna have a cheeseburger deluxe with a Coke.
Okay. Mommy, can I have a cheeseburger deluxe with no cheese and no bread?
Did you get that?
Yeah.
And she will have a cup of chicken broth and a few crackers, please.
And for you?
Just a cup of broth.
Mom, you're not eating?
Well, my lawyer took me out to a fancy lunch to celebrate, and I'm still stuffed. How about that?
I
yes, I'm calling about the job ad in the paper. Yes, I'm calling about the job ad. The great personality, good voice. I don't have any actual sales experience. I don't really have a resume, but I can. I don't have any computer skills, but I thought it was the local store. Okay. Thanks anyway. Okay, bye. Ed Masry, please.
Yes, I'm holding for Ed Masry.
Well, is he ever in the office?
No, but I've called about a dozen times. Yes, I'd like to leave another message.
Brockovich, Brockovich.
I'm a client. I want him to call me. It's as simple as that.
Brenda!
Yeah?
Who put that there?
Those are the files you asked for?
Well, I didn't ask for you to put it in the middle of the floor. I mean, look at me. Get a towel, will you? Get... Hey. Hey, what's she doing here?
Who?
Donald. Hey, what's she doing here?
She works here.
Aaron, how's it going?
You never called me back. I left messages.
You did? Well, I didn't know that. Donald seems to think that you
There's
said
two
that...
things that aggravate me, Mr. Masry. Being ignored and being lied to.
I never lied.
You told me things would be fine. They're not. I trusted you.
I'm sorry about that.
I don't need pity. I need a paycheck. And I've looked. But when you spend the past 6 years raising babies, it's real hard to convince someone to give you a job that pays worth a damn. Are you getting every word of this down, honey, or am I talking too fast for you?
I'm sorry about that. I really am. But we have a full staff right
Bullshit.
Now.
Bullshit. If
not
you had a full staff, this office would return a client's damn phone call. I'm smart, I'm hardworking, and I'll do anything, and I'm not leaving here without a job. Don't make me beg. If it doesn't work out, fire me. Don't make me beg.
No benefits.
What we do in here is file all of the cases. And in that way, at any time, we can tell the status of a file. You know, where it is in the office, stuff like that. And here's where we organize all the files alphabetically.
Simple enough.
Okay. And here's your desk.
Okay.
And now I want you to come with me. I want to show you where the Xerox machine is. Everybody has a code, and you need to know about that.
Do I get to phone code?
We'll see.
Mr. Masry?
Yeah?
I was wondering, can you tell me who I talked to about maybe getting an advance on my paycheck just for the weekend?
Rosalind's the office manager. She handles the payroll and petty cash. But she's gone already. She leaves early on Fridays.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Here. I've only got hundreds. Here.
I don't want your money, Mr. Masry. I really...
Where do you think your paycheck comes from?
Here.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Hey, Ed.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey. Hi, my sweetie.
Matthew, Katie.
Come on.
How are you?
Okay.
doing making all that goddamn noise?
Well, I don't know. We're just introducing ourselves to the neighborhood, I guess.
Well, I'm the neighbors. Here, we're introduced. So shut the fuck up.
Oh, hey, hey. Wait, hold on there. Let's start over, okay? My name's George. What's yours?
Just think of me as the person next door who likes it quiet.
Hey, come on, don't be like that. Hell, we live next door to each other. And I feel bad. I feel terrible. I'm sorry. Will you accept my apology? I mean, hell, we're living right next door to each other. If you need a cup of sugar or some cream.
I don't need sugar.
You don't need any sugar. Well, why don't I take you out to dinner to apologize for my rudeness? Huh? You give me your number. I mean, I already got your address. So you can't get away. Huh? And I'll call you up proper and I'll ask you out and everything.
You want my number?
I do. I do want your number.
Which number do you want? George?
George. Now, I like the way you say that, George. Well, how many numbers you got?
Oh, I got numbers coming out of my ears. For instance, 10.
10?
Yeah. That's how many months old my baby girl is.
You got a little girl?
Yeah. Yeah, sexy, huh? How about this for number 6? That's how old my other daughter is. 8 is the age of my son. 2 is how many times I've been married and divorced. 16 is the number of dollars I have in my bank account. 850-3943. That's my phone number. And with all the numbers I gave you, I'm guessing 0 is the number of times you're going to call it.
Hey, how the hell do you remember your bank balance right off the top of your head like that? See, that impresses me.
Uh-huh.
You're dead wrong about that 0 thing, baby.
How long has she been crying like that? Well, she's got that tooth coming in. Why don't you give her a cold washcloth to suck on? I gotta go. There's a clean one in the bag. I'll check with you.
Where's Anna?
She's out to lunch with the girls.
I have to open a file. Real estate thing, pro bono.
Okay.
You know how to do that, don't you?
Yeah, I got it. No problem.
You're a girl.
Excuse me?
Why aren't you out to lunch with the girls? You're a girl.
I guess I'm not the right kind.
Look, now you may want to, now that you're working here, you may want to rethink your wardrobe a little.
Why is that?
Well, I think some of the girls are a little uncomfortable because of what you wear.
That's so. Well, it just so happens, I think I look nice. And as long as I have one ass instead of two, I'll wear what I like, if that's all right with you. Mm-hmm. You might want to rethink those ties. With this real estate stuff, could you remind me, because I'm a little confused exactly how we do it. Why are there medical records and blood samples in real estate files?
Aaron, you've been here long enough. If you don't know how to do your job by now, I am not about to do it for you.
Matthew! Katie! happened?
Hey, Mama.
Hey. Hungry?
Am I... What are they doing here? I just went to pick them up.
Yeah, she came by about an hour ago and said something came up and she had to drop the kids off.
Something came up? Why didn't she call me at work?
I don't know. I don't know that why.
Stupid bitch.
Mom!
Sorry, I just can't believe she dumps my kids off when nobody's home.
I was home. We're fine. Seriously, we cooked some burgers, had some milk.
You want a hot dog? There's an extra one on the grill. Or a cheeseburger. But this mustard is slippery. Mom, what do you think about me getting a tattoo?
1, 2, 3.
Got all these kings. You win. You got Joker. King. Joker.
Joker! What do you mean I cheat?
Get another one!
Time to go to bed. Excuse me. Get ready for bed. Brush your teeth.
Play tomorrow?
Yeah. Good night, buddy.
Good night. What's that?
This is a Harley Davidson. It's the best damn motorcycle ever made.
And if I ever catch either one of you near one, knock you silly. Brush your teeth and keep it down. The baby's asleep.
You got great kids.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I'll fuck them up eventually.
Why?
Obviously not a good judge of character. I would have never left them with that idiot who cost a fortune and smelled like chicken fat. And after I find her and kill her, I don't know what I'm going to do.
If you need help with them, I could do that.
Not leaving my kids with you.
Why?
I don't even know you.
Well, what do you want to know? Ask me.
Look, thanks for today.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
How many decks do you guys have
here? We had more than enough. What's the matter? You have so many friends in this world, you can't use one more? Huh? I'm serious. If you need someone to look after your kids, when they're at school or after school or whatever, I don't have a job now, so.
Oh, that's a great recommendation. I'm unemployed.
By choice. I work when I need to.
Yeah? And what do you do the rest of the time? Live off your trust fund?
No, I do construction, which pays real good, and I make it last by living cheap.
I hope that's not supposed to impress me. Hey, bed.
You little ghosts. You always this hard on people who try to help you?
I'm out of practice.
Yeah, well, let me remind you that the polite thing is to say, you could say, thank you. Let's start off with that. And you could say, hey, that's a really nice offer. I don't mind taking you up on that.
Why the hell do you want to watch my kids?
I like kids.
Right.
Yeah, I do. I like hanging out with them. You know, they keep it simple.
You're home every afternoon.
You usually just work on my bike. Lisa, it's no big deal. I mean, if it doesn't work out, you can always send them back to the chicken fat lady.
This isn't going to get you laid, you know. Get in bed.
No, that's good, because I didn't find you attractive either.
Well, good. Then we're even.
Right, so we don't have to worry about that. I'm so glad we got that out of the way.
I feel much better.
I do too. Really, seriously. Because now I can just look after the kids and I don't have to worry about you coming on to me all the time.
putting the phone into the changing room. Of course, say, well, Mrs. Madry, don't touch the tea. Hold on, just go on. Yeah.
Sorry. Would you mind if I investigate this a little further?
Investigate what?
This real estate thing with the Jensens, the pro bono case.
Yeah.
Because I just want to make sure that I'm understanding what I'm reading.
Yeah, sure.
You don't mind? Okay, great. Thanks. Donna Jensen?
Yes?
I'm Aaron Brockovich with Masri and Vitito.
Oh! You're a lawyer?
Hell no. I hate lawyers. I just work for them. Do you have a minute?
I don't mean to be a pain in PG&E's backside, especially after all they've done for Hinckley, but I look around here and I think if they want this place, they're going to have to pay for it.
So you didn't put the house up for sale. They just came to you and wanted to buy it.
Oh, yeah! Yeah. Oh, I don't want to move. Mm-mm. Uproot the kids? I've got a couple of girls. Honest to God, I don't know if I have the energy. I've been sick. Me and Pete both have. So, the whole idea of selling this house, if they're not going to pay us properly, I just don't see the point.
Yeah, I can see that. But, well, I guess the only thing that confused me is, and not that you're... medical problems aren't important, but how come the files on that are in with all the real estate stuff?
Well, there's just so much correspondence. I just keep it all in one place.
Right. I'm sorry. I just don't see why you're corresponding with PG&E about your medical problems in the first place.
Well, they paid for the doctor's visit.
They did.
You bet. Paid for a checkup for the whole family. And not like with insurance where you pay and a year goes by and maybe you see some money. They just took care of it, just like that. We never even saw a bill.
Wow. Why'd they do that?
Because of the chromium.
The what?
The chromium. Well, that's what kicked this whole thing off.
Chromium, is it?
There's more than one type?
Yes. There's straight-up chromium, does all kinds of good things for the body. There's chrome 3, which is fairly benign. And then there's chrome 6, hexavalent chromium, which, depending on the amounts, can be very harmful.
Harmful how? What would you get?
With repeated exposure to toxic levels, God, anything really, from chronic headaches and nosebleeds to respiratory disease, liver failure, heart failure, reproductive failure, bone or organ deterioration, plus, of course, any type of cancer.
So that stuff, it kills people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Highly toxic, highly carcinogenic. It gets into your DNA, too, so you pass the trouble along to your kids. It's very, very bad.
Well, what's it used for?
A rust inhibitor.
See, the utility plants use these piston engines to compress the gas. The engines get hot. You've got to run water through them. Chromium's in the water to prevent corrosion.
Well, how do I find out what kind of chromium they use in Hinckley?
Have you been to the water board?
Uh-uh. What's that?
Every county has one. They keep records of anything water-related within their jurisdiction. You should be able to find something there.
County water board. All righty. Well, thanks.
Well, good luck. I wouldn't advertise what you're looking for if I were you. Incriminating records have a way of disappearing when people smell trouble.
I'll remember that. Thanks.
Such a way that they have no other choice but to respond to what he wants, or they lose their jobs.
Damn, that's a heavy door. Thank you very much. I'm a gentleman, Mr.
Scott.
Mr. Scott. Please meet you. I'm Aaron.
Aaron. Well, what can I do for you, Aaron?
Well, believe it or not, I'm on the prowl for some water records.
You come to the right place.
I guess I did.
You just tell me what you want to look at, and I'd be glad to dig them out for you.
I wish I knew. It's for my boss. He's in this water dispute, and he wants me to find all kinds of papers just from all kinds of places. You know, it would probably be easiest I just squeezed back there and poked around myself. Would that be all right with you?
Oh, heck yeah. Come on back.
Okay.
I'm just going to need you to sign in here.
Sure.
Patsy, is that your middle name?
No, Maiden.
Are you married?
Not anymore.
Oh, just...
I love your pants.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks. Oh, this is it.
It's impressive. Well, I'll call you if I need anything.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Bed.
Where's my stuff?
Where have you been?
The fuck did you do with my stuff?
Don't you use language like that with me. Who do you think you are, Miss Lady?
Someone took my stuff.
Nice to see you, Aaron.
I have photos of my kids, a mug, a...
toothbrush, toothpaste, and deodorant. Here.
What's going on?
Well, there may be jobs where you can disappear for days at a time, but this isn't one of them. Here, you don't do the work, you don't get to stay.
I've been working. That's all I've been doing. Ask Mr. Masary. He knows.
You ask Mr. Masary. He fired you.
You said to fire me?
I'll call you back. You've been gone for a week.
I left a
message. I've been dealing with this real estate thing. I was going to write a whole damn report.
Well, that's not how we work here. You don't just leave a message and take off.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Check in every 2 seconds?
Yes, it's called accountability.
I'm not talking to you, bitch.
Excuse me.
That's enough. Look, Aaron, this incident aside, I don't think this is the right place for you. Okay, so what I'm going to do is make a few calls on your behalf and find something else. Okay?
Don't bother.
Well, come on, I'm trying to help.
Bullshit. You're trying to make yourself feel less guilty about firing someone with 3 kids to feed. Well, fuck if I'm going to help you do that. Get back to work.
What the hell are you doing here?
I'll fix a leak on your sink.
Damn it, George. I don't ask you to do things like that. Look at this mess that you've made. All this crap.
Well, I'm not done with that yet.
Get up. Oh, Jesus.
Why?
Shit, where did it go? Huh? Where is it?
Yeah, it was that thing back there. Right behind the stuff.
Get
right up your leg now.
Jesus! Who fucking lives like this, George? Who let their kids run around in a place that is crawling with bugs inside the house cat?
It's a simple thing, Aaron. All we have to do is call an exterminator. Everybody gets them.
I can't call this. I can't afford one. I can't even afford my phone. I got fired.
What? What do you mean you got fired? You're working so hard.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't make one fucking bit of difference. I don't know what happened to me. I mean, God, I was Miss Wichita, for Christ's sake. Did I tell you that? You are living next door to a real live fucking beauty queen. I still have my tiara. And I thought it meant I was going to do something important with my life, that it meant I was someone.
Someone to me.
Are you going to be something else that I have to survive? Because I'll tell you the truth. I'm not up to it.
Get up on the stage in the center of the stage, and I had a big bouquet of flowers, and had my foot out like this, and I said, I will devote my entire reign as Miss Wichita to bringing an end to world hunger and to the creation of a peaceful earth for every man, woman, and child.
How long were you going to be Miss Wichita?
1 year. Of course, by the time I got through opening new supermarkets, I only had a few weeks left to work on hungering world peace.
Right.
Ha ha ha. I don't know what I was thinking about. What about you?
Huh? What about me?
Yeah.
Huh?
About you.
Hey, baby, let me tell you something.
and get that out of your hair.
Oh.
Thank you.
Nice.
You're a very special lady.
Don't be too nice to me, okay?
What?
Makes me nervous. Some slim pickings here, baby. Maybe that's Ed McMahon. Let's go see. Wrong, Ed. What are you doing here?
Well, I had an interesting call this afternoon from Dr. Frankel from UCLA.
Oh, yeah?
He wanted you to know that the legal limit for hexavalent chromium is 0.05 parts per million, and at the rate you mentioned, 0.58. It could be responsible for the cancers in that family you asked about, the Jensens.
Well, wasn't that nice of him? Isn't it funny how some people go out of their way to help people and others just fire them?
Look, I'm sorry. You were gone. I just assumed you were off having fun.
Oh, and why the hell would you assume that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you look like someone who has a lot of fun.
Oh, so by that standard, I should assume that you never get laid.
I'm married. Look, what is all this? This a story on this. This cancer stuff.
You want to know? You have to hire me back. I got a ton of bills to pay.
Fine.
So Donna just put in these new cabinets, real nice, stained the wood and all. When she gets a call from somebody at PG&E saying there's a freeway going to be built and they want to buy her house to put in an off-ramp to the plant. Meanwhile, the husband's sick with Hodgkin's. She's in and out of the hospital with tumors, believing one thing has nothing to do with the other.
Because PG&E told her about the chromium.
Well, get this, they had a seminar. They invited about 200 residents from the area, had it at the plant in this warehouse, telling them all about chromium-3 and how good it is for you, when all the time they're using chromium-6.
That document you found at the water board, the one that says about the bad chromium, you didn't happen to make a copy, did you?
Of course I did.
Well, could I have a look at it?
I want to raise. And benefits, including dental.
Oh, Aaron, this isn't the way I do business.
What way is that?
Extortion. Okay, 5% raise. We'll talk about benefits later.
10. There are lots of other places I could get work.
10% raise and benefits. But that's it. I'm drawing the line. It's the only thing you got?
Well, so far, but that place is a pasty. I wouldn't be surprised if there's more.
Yeah, I know how those things are running out of mess. What makes you think you can just walk in there and find what we need?
They're called boobs, Ed.
I'm sorry, but we need to have those records back now, okay?
No.
These papers are a matter of public record, and I'm not leaving until they're copied.
Fax these to this number, okay?
All of them?
All of them.
An on-site monitoring well. That means that it was right up on the PG&E property over there. And you say that this stuff, this hexavalent chromium, well, it's poisonous.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, it's just got to be different than what's in our water, because ours is okay. The guys from PG&E told me. They sat right in the kitchen and told me that it was fine.
I know, but the toxicologist that I've been talking to, he gave me a list of problems that can come from hexavalent chromium exposure. Everything you all have is on that list.
No. No, that's not what our doctor said. He said that, well, that one's got absolutely nothing to do with the other.
But PG&E paid for that, doctor.
I'm saying the second she pressed the send button, PG&E's claim department was on the phone to me, scheduling a meeting.
So you think that we, driving nuts. So you think we scared them, don't you?
Well, they're taking the trouble to send someone. Sure as hell sounds like they're setting up and taking notice. Foil?
In the interest of putting this whole thing to rest, PG&E is willing to offer the Jensens $250,000 for their home.
$250,000?
In terms of land value out in Hinckley, Mr. Mazury, we feel that's a more than fair price.
How about in terms of medical expenses? $250,000 isn't going to come close to what this family's going to have to spend on doctors.
I understand they've had a bad run of luck, health-wise, and they have my sympathies. But that's not PG&E's fault.
You're kidding, right? Look at these readings. PG&E's own technicians documented toxic levels of hexavalent chromium in those wells on numerous occasions. Everything the Jensens have had is proven reaction to exposure to hexavalent chromium. They have had.
Breast cysts, uterine cancer, Hodgkin's disease, immune deficiencies, asthma, chronic nosebleed.
A million things could have caused those problems. Poor diet, bad genes, irresponsible lifestyle. Our offer is final, and it's more than fair.
Wait a minute. I thought we were negotiating here.
$250,000 is all I'm authorized to offer.
I'll present your offer to my clients. I doubt that acceptance.
Mr. Mazury, before you go off on some crusade, you might want to remember who it is you're dealing with here. PG&E is a $28 billion corporation.
$28 billion? I didn't know it was that much. Wow! $28 billion. Holy cow.
At least you made an offer.
That wasn't an offer. A million would have been an offer. And they sent a mail clerk down to jerk me off, waste my time.
Why would they do that?
Because they can. You hear what that kid said? They have $28 billion at their disposal. They can afford to waste all the time in the world.
And you can't?
You think I made the money?
What are you yelling at me for?
Because I'm pissed off.
Good.
Fuck you.
Fuck you back.
I really hate you sometimes, you know, but...
Oh, you love me.
You've been reading for hours.
I'm a slow reader.
I'm Tom Robinson. This is my wife, Mandy.
Hi.
We used to live across the street from the Jensens. I think you know Donna.
Yeah.
PG&E bought our house last year. Now, the vet said they had a bunch of tumors and stuff, and well, you can see they couldn't really walk.
How many were born like this?
12 or 13 or so.
Yeah. When Donna told us about you and what you told her about the chromium, we figured that that might have something to do with this, too.
Yeah, it might. Really, may I keep these?
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
There's something else, too. What?
Mandy here has had... 5 miscarriages.
I'm so sorry. I figured it was something I did. When I smoked marijuana, maybe, or took birth control pills. But then Donna said that you thought that this chromium might be to blame for her problems. So I figured maybe it wasn't just me. Whoa. I have to take a bath.
You should go in.
They're not asleep?
Beth and Katie are.
School?
Fine.
Did you do your homework?
Yeah.
Any problems? I know you're upset, but the way this job is, things come up at the last minute, real important things that I gotta deal with.
Fine.
Please don't be mad at me. I'm doing this for us. I know it's hard for you to understand, but don't you want Mommy to be good at her job? It's not like I miss dinner all the time. We all ate together last night.
You were reading the whole time.
You know, there's something about this whole thing I don't quite understand, Mr. Mansory. If PG&E messed with our water, why would they bother saying anything about it to us at all? Why not just keep quiet about it?
To establish a statute of limitations. See, in a case like this, you only have 1 year from the time you first learn about the problem to file suit. So PG&E figures, well, we'll let the cat out of the bag, tell the people the water's not perfect, and if we can ride out the year with no one suing, we'll be in the clear forever.
But it was more than a year ago that they told us.
It's okay, we're not suing.
Not yet.
All we're doing is using this information to get you a real nice purchase price on your house, and you too, a comparable retroactive bonus on your sale price. That way PG&E can still look good to their shareholders, because they're not involved in an ugly lawsuit. All they're doing is buying a little property.
But, didn't say here how much this whole thing's going to cost us.
My fee's 40% of whatever you get awarded.
Boy, do I know how you feel. The first time I heard that number, whew, I said, you've got to be kidding me. 40 goddamn percent? I'm the one that's injured, and this joker sits at a desk all day, and he wants to walk away with almost half my reward.
Aaron, can I...
But then I asked him what he makes if I don't get anything.
Then I don't get anything either.
Plus, he's out all the costs. So I realized he's taking a chance, too.
You got a pen, honey?
Well, all right, then.
Oh, I made a bundt cake. Let me put on some coffee. Who would like coffee and cake?
Okay. Thanks, but we have to be getting back.
Have a fucking cup of coffee.
Coffee will be great. Thank you.
All right. I'll help you.
My wife makes really good bundt cake.
I love bundt cake.
Well, seems like everybody in the family ended up with a rash somehow. It also seems like no matter what we did for it, it always came back.
Over what kind of period of time?
Oh, long time. You know, years. You never did keep track of it. Kids are sick. Animals need to be fed. Just couldn't get rid of it, that's all.
Well, Mrs. DeSoto said that she wasn't exactly sure what you had.
Oh, well, we know what it is.
It's
gastrointestinal cancer.
Cancer, yeah. She got sick about
nine months ago,
and they operated on her about 6 months ago.
The intestine.
Hi, I'm Erin Brown.
I know who you are. Donna called me.
Oh. Can I come in?
I told Donna we're not interested in getting involved.
Can I ask why?
What's the point?
Well, Donna told me that you've been sick and that your kids are...
You people don't give a shit. Anything to get what you want.
Well, she's so good of you to have me in when I was stopped
by. Good day to
like
come by. She's feeling pretty good today.
Well, Mike Ambrosino had remembered that he had seen you folks at the hospital from time to time. So that's what brought me out here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've been there from time to time.
And you, Woofty, since you were beauty. You have all the boys crazy, don't you? I can see it in your eyes. You drive them wild.
Yeah.
You do, don't you? Torture them. It's good for
them. Don't teach her anything too early.
Yeah, she can't wait to get on a new dress, isn't that right?
She wants to go back to school. We're trying to hopefully do that next couple of months.
Yeah, get her out of her nightgown.
She's gonna do it. She's gonna do it.
Absolutely not.
That's crazy. Why not?
Because I said no. The only reason PG&E is even talking to us is because this is a quiet little real estate dispute. We had plaintiffs. Suddenly we're in the middle of a toxic tort with a statute problem against a massive utility. No, thank you.
Okay, so here's what I'll do. I'll go to Ted and Rita Daniels, two of the nicest people you could ever hope to meet, who every single day watch their little girl Annabelle fight like a dog against cancer, and I'll tell them that, well, we can't help them because you just don't want to work that hard.
Work hard? Why are you a little manipulative? Let me tell you something. I've worked all my life. I built a firm and managed to keep it alive through lawsuits, injunctions, and evictions. I've survived a quadruple bypass, cancer, being born with one kidney, and having diabetes. I personally managed to save $1 million over 30 years of getting some clients 10 times that. Don't tell me I don't work hard. Don't tell me I haven't earned the right to stop, take a breath, and enjoy life. And what the hell do you know about any of this anyway? Huh? Something like this, and it could take forever. They're a huge corporation. They could bury us in paperwork for the next 15 years. I'm just a guy with a small private firm.
Who happens to know they poisoned people and lied about it?
We can get these people. With a little effort, I really think we can just nail their asses to the wall.
Oh, you do. With all your legal expertise, you believe that?
Don't you ever just know?
You also just know where the money's coming from. That's why most of these cases settle lack of money. You know what toxicologists and geology experts cost? We're looking at $100,000 a month easy. I've already made a huge dent in my savings.
We'll figure it out. I admit, I don't know shit about shit, but I know the difference between right and wrong.
Lover's quarrel?
Oh, bite my ass, Krispy Kreme. I feel you looking at me. I'm sorry. Sorry.
How many families are we talking about here?
Four more. 11 people so far.
You mean there's more?
Well, I found one document at the water board that was a toxic test well reading from 1967. Now, a hell of a lot more people have lived on that land since then.
Oh, this is a whole different ballgame. Not a much bigger deal.
Kind of like David and what's his name?
It's kind of like David and what's his name's whole fucking family. Okay, here's the deal. If and only if you find all the evidence to back this up, I'll do it. I'll take it on.
Doing the right thing, Mr. Masri.
Yeah. Remind me of that when I'm filing for bankruptcy.
Of course, gathering evidence is a big job. Hell of a lot bigger than just filing. We've been working a lot harder now, taking on a lot more responsibility.
I don't believe so.
Another raise wouldn't hurt. And I'm going to be spending a lot of time in my car, so I'll probably be needing one of those cell phones of my own.
I don't believe this.
Just a little phone.
You gonna play? Roll the dice. Come on. Come on. Roll the dice.
Hello?
Is this the Aaron Patty Brockovich that's been snooping around the water board?
Yeah, who's this?
You should watch your step. A young lady like yourself with three young children really should think again.
Who is this?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Daddy, don't be a prince. Nobody here but me.
I'm not to quit because of one creepy phone call, George.
Come on, Aaron. Your job is supposed to pay your bills, not put you in danger.
I'm not in danger. I mean, the phone might be tapped, but
what?
As usual. We've got a deadbolt. It's not a big deal.
You don't think you're a little out of your league?
No. See? That's what those arrogant PG&E fucks want me to think. But you know what? They're wrong.
Aaron, it doesn't have to be so complicated. There are plenty of jobs out there.
How do you know?
What that's supposed to mean? Because if you got a problem with me taking care of your kids instead of getting some job, you just say so, okay? Because I can get a job, I will, and you can start leaving the kids with a chicken fat lady again, okay?
So I'm sorry, keep it voice down.
Please, Aaron, I know what these kids can sleep through. I probably know better than you.
Hey, Scott, tell me something. Does PG&E pay you to cover their ass, or do you just do it out of the kindness of your heart?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The fuck you don't. Nobody calls me Patty. That heavy-breathing sicko that called the other night could have only found out about me from you. People are dying, Scott. You've got document after document here right under your nose that says why, and you haven't said one word about it. I want to know how the hell you sleep at night.
Hello.
Best drive off the road. I'm so tired. Keep me awake, will you?
What do you want, a joke?
Oh, I don't want a joke.
Why don't you tell me about your day? What went on back there?
Kind of thinking, but we had a pretty big event around here.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Beth started talking.
What? Beth? My Beth?
We're all sitting around at lunch. And she pointed at a ball and said, ball. Out of the blue like that. It was pretty intense. You know, seeing somebody's first word. You know, all the words we say out of their life, that's the first word she says. She says a ball. She's pointing her little finger. With her beautiful, soft, chubby little arm. And her little cheeks. And she was looking at it like she'd been looking at it for 9 months, you know, and just couldn't get it out, but knowing what it was. She didn't look away or anything. She was just sitting there with her arm out. She seen Matthew and Katie and me. Our jaws just dropped. And we're like looking at her. I mean, we must have stood there for like 3 or 4 minutes and just looked at her. And she just had her arm out like that, you know, ball. And, you know, her little lips wrapped around her. It was great. It was intense.
Some stuff that I thought you guys might be interested in seeing. My name's Aaron, and I'll be here all day. Let's go over to these nice ladies. Hi, how are you? My name is Aaron, and I brought some information today if you want to have a look at it. And if you have any questions or anything, just please let me know.
Hey, excuse me, ladies. I'm Ed Masry. I'm a lawyer involved in the case. I thought you might like to read these.
So you look over that if you have any questions or anything. I'll be here all day. Thanks so much.
You got your phone number in this?
I think there's more important information than that in there, trust me. Hey.
I'm bored.
Okay.
So are the kids.
Okay. Well, I'm a little busy here, honey. I mean, we invited all these people here, Ed and I have to... Hey, I'm sorry. Okay, you know what? I have an idea. Please, I have an idea. Can you take her? She's getting very heavy, and I can do my work faster if you take her.
Sleep on, be present for me. Sleeping on, be present.
Got a name for me?
Hello.
Hello, sweetness.
Guess what?
What?
I would like to go home.
You have anything done?
I've got a lot of things to
do. Did you? I think I ate 3 yoga mats.
Exactly.
Let's go, brother. Get on.
Here, get on me now.
Excuse me.
Oh, hi. This is Nelson Perez. He works over at the compressor station.
Hi, Nelson. Nice.
PG&E.
Oh, hi. Wow. I've come in a bad time.
No,
maybe
no,
we'll
no.
Just, you know what? Can you just give me one?
Of course, sure.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know what? Why don't you guys go ahead without me, and I will get a ride with Ed. No, Mom.
No, sweetie, I'll be right behind you. Okay, I'll be right behind you. All right? Okay. I really, this is.
Fine. So go.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Get down, bud.
All
right. Hang on tight there. Help your sister with her shoes. Come on, let's go.
So helpful. I can't. Is it okay if I write some of this stuff down?
Sure.
I have so many questions. I want to know about how the plant works and the cooling towers, just everything. So
they use the hexachrome here in these cooling towers as an anti-corrosive. Then they dump the excess water into these ponds.
I don't remember seeing any ponds out there.
Well, this is an old picture. They've been covered over, and not too carefully, because if you dig 1 inch under the surface, dirt's as green as a fucking shamrock.
And that's what caused the contamination?
Well, it didn't help, but no, the problem actually started on the bottom. According to this, in most cases you would line these ponds so this shit didn't seep into the ground. But guess what?
They skipped that step?
Mm-hmm. And here are the ponds. The plume comes down like this, and Hinckley is down here. It's like 14 years of hex chrome just flowing into the groundwater.
Jesus. And this guy just offered all this information?
Well, yeah, I mean, Nelson cares what's in those ponds. He used to spend half the day wading around them. That was his job.
Shit.
What's the matter?
I don't know if we can pull this off. I mean, this is a monster case. We're up to 411 plaintiffs. We've taken 162 declarations. Probably hundreds more out there moved away. We're going to have to find them. It's taking time. Manpower, money's going out. Nothing's coming in. I'm going to have to take a second mortgage on the house.
So,
I have to tell you. I've been making inquiries with other firms, bigger firms, to share some of the cost. They all said no, say we don't have it.
Well, that's bullshit. We got PG&E by the balls.
PG&E Hinckley by the balls. But nobody's going to get rich unless we can pin this on PG&E Corporate in San Francisco.
What do you mean?
PG&E Corporate is claiming they had no way of knowing what was going on in Hinckley.
Oh, they knew. They had to know.
Who showed them the document that proves it? And they didn't know. And if they didn't know, we can't hit them with punitive damages. And with punitive damages, we're talking about a sum of money that can actually have some effect on these people's lives.
So what do we do now?
Let's assume there are documents connecting PG&E Hinckley with PG&E Corporate, and they know these documents exist. We take our 400 or so plaintiffs and everything you've dug up. We file a lawsuit to provoke a reaction, see if they offer a reasonable settlement or just throw more paper at us.
Well, that sounds great. Let's do that.
There's a downside. PG&E will submit a demur, a list of reasons attacking each complaint, claiming that each cause of action has no merit. And if the judge agrees with them, you dismiss our case, PG&E will have no reason to settle, then it's all over.
So basically it all comes down to what this one judge decides.
Basically, yeah.
Jesus.
So used to having him come up benign. Guess I just didn't expect it. Oh, I sure wish I would have had longer to get used to the idea. You think if you got no uterus and no breasts, you're still technically a woman?
Sure you are. Yeah, you just... You're actually a happier woman because you don't have to worry about maxi pads and underwire.
We're gonna get them, Erin, aren't we? You gotta promise me that we're gonna get them.
I have before me a complaint on behalf of the residents of Hinckley, California, who have filed this lawsuit against Pacific Gas and Electric for damages, medical expenses, and personal trauma due to contamination of the groundwater in their area by the defendant. And I have here 84 motions to strike and demurs submitted by representatives of Pacific Gas and Electric, each one attacking the validity of this complaint. I have reviewed all of the information carefully. I'm ready to give my decision. Before I do, is there anything anyone wants to say?
No, Your Honor.
No, Your Honor.
Very well. In the matter of the plaintiffs of Hinckley, California versus Pacific Gas and Electric, it is the order of this court that each of the 84 motions to strike and demurs are denied. And the causes of action against Pacific Gas and Electric are upheld. On a more personal note, as a resident here in Barstow, which is not far from Hinckley, I am disturbed by reference to evidence that suggests that not only was hexavalent chromium used, but that your clients actually sent these residents pamphlets telling them that it was good for them. Tell your clients they're going to trial.
Jesus. You look like the Secret Service.
Intimidation. Let the games begin. Show them into the conference room. Donald? Anna? I want to talk to you for a minute. Counselors?
Counselors? Let's be honest here. $20 million is more money than these people have ever dreamed of.
Oh, see, now that pisses me off. First of all, since the demur, we have more than 400 plaintiffs in. Let's be honest. We all know there are more out there. They may not be the most sophisticated people, but they do know how to divide, and $20 million isn't shit when you split it between them.
Erin.
Second of all, these people don't dream about being rich. They dream about being able to watch their kids swim in a pool without worrying that they'll have to have a hysterectomy at the age of 20, like Rosa Diaz, a client of ours, or have their spine deteriorate like Stan Bloom, another client of ours. So before you come back here with another lame-ass offer,
I want you to think real hard about what your spine is worth, Mr. Walker. Or what you might expect someone to pay you for your uterus, Miss Sanchez. Then you take out your calculator and you multiply that number by 100. Anything less than that is a waste of our time. By the way, we had that water brought in special for you folks. It came from well in Hinckley. I think this meeting is over.
Damn right it is.
Kids run wild. What's that?
I saw him in a mall one day. I said, damn. Those look good on those beautiful ears. So I bought them and I said, next time Erin does something nice or says something nice, I'll surprise her with them. You know how long ago that was? 6 months ago.
I'm sorry,
I... And so what I'm thinking is, Erin, what I'm thinking is that either you got to find a different job or a different guy. I mean, there may be many men out there who don't mind being the maid and getting nothing in return, but I sure as shit ain't one of them.
I can't leave my job, George.
Yes, you can. You can just quit. People do it all the time.
How can you ask me to do that? This job... For the first time in my life, I got people respecting me. Up in Hinckley, I walk into a room and everybody shuts up to hear if I got something to say. I never had that before, ever. Please, don't ask me to give it up.
What about what your kids are giving up?
Look, I'm doing more for my kids now than I did living with my parents. One day they'll understand that.
Well, what about me?
What about you? You think either one of the men who gave me those children asked me what I wanted before he walked away? All I've ever done is bend my life around what men decide they need. Well, not now. I'm sorry. I won't do it.
Well, Erin, I'm not them, so... I mean, what more do I have to do to prove that to you?
Stay.
What for? I mean, you got a raise. You can afford daycare. You don't need me.
Thank you.
can get them, Pamela. We can't.
I don't want to feel it all over again and then not have it come out right. I don't know if I could handle that. But the kids do that.
See, the thing is, it doesn't matter whether you win, lose, or draw here. You were lied to. You're sick, and your kids are sick because of those lies. And for no other reason, you all have to come together to stand up in a courtroom and say that.
I bring the kids into the hospital with towels soaked from their nosebleeds. They called county services because they assumed the kids were being abused.
Am I going to get the best behavior I was talking about earlier in the office?
No.
What's with the attitude? I just need cool, I need quiet. Okay? Hello? Am I alone in the car? Yes?
I don't want to talk about it right now. All the other moms.
I don't care what other moms do.
So when? When can I get a freaking answer?
Hey, don't talk to me like that.
Randy's mom said yes right away.
Well, God damn it, Matthew. Randy's mom doesn't work, and Randy's dad did not leave her, so figuring out who can take who to roller hockey every other week is probably easier at Randy's house. Now cool it.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey. I'll just be as quick as I can. All right, Matthew, can you help your sister?
Matthew.
All right, fine.
Can I come with you?
No, baby, I'll just be as
thank you. I'm only sorry you didn't get to meet Aaron.
Well, I will.
You will, yes.
I have a lot of work to do together.
Yeah? Okay. Well, thanks for coming over. Aaron, I was just talking about you. This is our new partner, Kurt Potter. He'll be handling Hinckley now.
Oh, I see what you mean about a secret weapon. Aaron, it's great to meet you. You've done a fabulous job. I'll be seeing you.
Thanks. I appreciate you coming over.
Yeah.
Our new partner? When was I going to hear about this in the monthly newsletter?
Hey, just listen. Did I ever tell you about that airline case?
What the fuck are you talking about?
A few years back, I was trying this airline case. I got my ass kicked by this guy. He just buried me in paper. Brutal. This guy was the toughest mother I'd ever been up against.
Jesus, make a point.
It was Kurt Potter. When we got the PG&E decision from the judge, I called him and asked him to partner. He didn't hesitate.
Of course he wouldn't hesitate now. We did all the fucking work. Where was he before?
It doesn't matter. Aaron, will you listen to me? It doesn't matter. You want to win this? He just gave me this check. He covers all our expenses to date, the whole thing. And he's got more toxic tort experience than anyone in the state. This is good news.
By the way, I got Pamela Duncan.
Hey.
Yeah.
isn't baby in here? It's a doll.
PG&E has requested that we submit to binding arbitration.
What's that?
That's where we try the case without a jury, just before a judge. It's called a test trial. And the judge's decision is final. There's no appeal. How many plaintiffs do you have?
634.
Well, they'll never try that many all at once. So, we need to get them together in groups of 20 or 30. Worst cases, the most life-threatened, the sickest in the first group, and so on and so on. And each one gets a go before the judge to determine damages. PG&E has proposed that they're liable anywhere between 50 and 400 million.
So, wait a minute. Let me just get this straight.
If we went to trial, PG&E could stretch this over 10 years with appeal after appeal. Those people in Hinkley would
These people are expecting a trial. That's what we told them, you and me. They won't understand this.
Kurt thinks it's the best way to go.
Look, I promise you that we'll be very sensitive on this point. We will make sure that they understand that this is the only way that we can go forward at this time. But we have a lot of work to do before we even broach that subject.
You know what? Why don't I take Erin down to Paul so we can start on this stuff, and I'll fill her in on the rest of the details.
Those are my files.
Yeah, we had them couriered over. And listen, good work. They're a great start. We're just going to have to spend a little time filling in the holes in your research.
Excuse me, Teresa, is it? There are no holes in my research.
No offense. There are just some things we need that you probably didn't know to ask.
Don't talk to me like I'm an idiot, okay? I may not have a law degree, but I spent 18 months on this case, and I know more about these plaintiffs than you ever will.
Erin, you don't even have phone numbers for some of them.
Whose number do you need?
Everyone's. This is a lawsuit. We need to be able to contact the plaintiffs.
I said, whose number do you need?
You don't know 600 plaintiffs' numbers by heart. Annabelle Daniels.
Annabelle Daniels, 714-454-9346. 10 years old, 11 in May. Lived on the plume since birth. Wanted to be a synchronized swimmer, so she spent every minute she could in the PG&E pool. She had a tumor in her brainstem detected last November. An operation on Thanksgiving shrunk it with radiation after that. Her parents are Ted and Rita. Ted's got Crohn's disease. Rita has chronic headaches and nausea and underwent a hysterectomy last fall. Ted grew up in Hinkley. His brother Robbie and his wife May and their five children, Robbie Jr., Martha, Ed, Rose, and Peter, also lived on the plume. Their number is 454-9554. You want their diseases?
Okay, look, I think we got off on the wrong foot here.
That's all you got, lady. Two wrong feet in fucking ugly shoes. She insulted me.
Bullshit. It was a misunderstanding. But instead of handling it politely and instead of treating her with respect
and
insult...
Why the fuck should I respect her?
Look, just because she's not supporting three kids with no husband and no education doesn't make her an idiot. Just because she dresses like a lawyer doesn't mean she didn't work her ass off in law school and shit positions to earn her way.
Oh, well, excuse me for not going to law school.
Law school? At this point, I'd settle for charm school.
3086 Bridge Road, Hinkley, California, 714-455.
Okay, now, if you could walk me through all of the elements of Annabelle's illnesses. Specific details, when the symptoms began prior to the first medical visit. If you could reserve sentimental embellishments, I'd appreciate it, because they're not going to help you in court. All right. So I just need facts, dates, time.
I know Teresa isn't real warm, but they say she's a good lawyer.
She's asking the same questions you were asking. She told you everything. I don't want to come to the house again. She's kind of stuck up. She upsets Annabelle.
Okay, if you don't like Teresa, that's okay. And you know how important Annabelle is to me. Ed and I are still here for you.
I called Ed 2 days ago, Aaron, and he still hasn't called me back. Now, I hate to say this, but everyone's pretty upset about this arbitration thing.
What?
I mean, Pamela's written a letter in the Hinkley News
telling everybody to get new lawyers. That we've been lied to.
Is it true?
No.
Did you?
I'm telling you the truth, and I will get to the bottom of all of this.
Don't lie to us.
I will take care of this, I promise.
Now, we're trusting you here, so...
Thanks. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Ed, I'm not saying it's not a strong case. If it wasn't a strong case, every demur wouldn't have been dismissed. I wouldn't be here. What I am saying is we still don't have a smoking gun that ties San Francisco to Hinkley. Something that proves that prior to 1987, PG&E corporate knew the water was bad in Hinkley and did nothing about it.
Hey, Aaron. I thought you were taking a sick day.
So did I.
What's going on in there?
Meeting about the PG&E thing.
Are you sure?
Yep.
We can find it, or we don't have a big win.
Can I take a brief break here for a moment? I'll be right back. You told me you weren't feeling great,
oh,
huh?
You know what, that is
I
bullshit.
Wanted you to rest, get in here.
If I was on my deathbed, if it helped you, you'd drag me out of it. How could you take this away from me?
Nobody's taking anything. When you listen
bullshit,
to me,
you stuck me in Siberia dictating to some goddamn steno clerk so you could finish this without me.
They screwed up, Aaron. Do I have your attention now? They screwed up and they admit it. The arbitration proposal they sent might as well have been written in Sanskrit for all the sense it made to the people in Hinkley.
I know. I spoke to Ted. Pamela Duncan wouldn't even get on the phone with me.
Pamela's got everybody seeing red with that letter she wrote to the press. She called us thieves. They're all listening to it. The whole thing is about to fall apart.
Why?
Aaron.
Why?
Because before we even go to arbitration, we have to get the plaintiffs to agree.
How many?
Usually they're required to get about 70%. PG&E is demanding 90%. In other words, everybody. Now, do you understand? This is serious.
And what? I'm not serious?
You're emotional. Look. You're erratic. You say any goddamn thing that comes into your head, you make this personal, and it isn't.
Not personal? That is my work. My sweat, my time away from my kids. If that's not personal, I don't know what is.
Hey, come on. Come on. Go home. Get well. Because you're no good to me, sick. I need you, all right? This case needs you.
Did you tell them that?
Binding arbitration isn't all that different from a trial. It's overseen by a judge. Evidence is presented in much the same way.
And then a jury decides
Oh, no, sorry, I forgot to mention that there's no jury binding up. No jury, no appeal.
What option do we have if we don't like the result, huh?
Well, you have none. The judge's decision is final.
Was that a good answer?
No, but we don't anticipate that being a problem. As I already told you, it's definitely between $50 and $400 million.
Yeah, well, which? There's a big difference there.
I wouldn't like to speculate at this point.
Well, how does it get divided?
Yeah, who gets what? Bill started 2 years ago, before some of the other people here.
My daughter has been in and out of hospitals a lot more than his. It shouldn't matter when it started.
People, listen, please. Now, the point we have to address tonight is getting everyone to agree that going binding arbitration is preferable to a trial that could go on for 10 years before you see any money.
Maybe some of us want to wait 10 years.
Everyone has to agree. No one has a chance. Those of you about to leave, I'd like you to keep this date in mind, 1978. That's the year of the Love Canal controversy, and those people are still waiting for their money. Think about where you'll be in 15 or 20 years. Huh? Now look, everyone, is this a big decision? Absolutely. But I do not believe, and I wouldn't say this otherwise, I do not believe this is a sellout. This is the best shot at getting everyone some money now. You and I both know there are people in this room who can't afford to wait, to take that chance. Are you going to make them wait?
So how many altogether?
We got just about everybody that came here tonight, but that still leaves us about 150 short.
Oh, shit.
Let's go door to door. I'm going to go pick up my kids.
You need a hand with that?
No. Hey. You did good.
We'll see.
Don't take him anywhere on the bike, okay? I got some money for Cat if you want to swim.
I got money. So how long is this going to take?
I don't know, a few days. Got your own room. Sorry, George.
For the kids,
I'm
Everybody up today. All right. Come on, squeeze your pants, baby.
What time is it?
It's early. Let me take your car and I'll get some breakfast. Mm-hmm.
No, I need my car.
I'll be back in.
Okay.
Hey, switch them. Hey, man, hey, buddy. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Put that down. Let's go.
I'll be there in a minute.
Come on.
Oh, baby, don't play with that. It took me so long to get it organized. Will you put that back?
This girl's the same age as me. She's one of the sick people?
She is, but, you know, that's why I'm helping her. We'll get her some medicine and make her feel better.
Why can't her own mom help her?
Because her own mom's real sick, too.
I'll bring you back some breakfast. One eggs.
Eggs for Greg.
Coffee?
I love some.
Make a fresh pot.
Sure, you were at the barbecue in Hinckley and at the town meeting.
Mm.
I was watching you. I had my eye on you.
You're nice.
Sure, you were talking to everybody and writing down a lot of stuff. When I saw you, I said to myself, there's something about her. I really like that girl.
Matt, can I get that coffee to go?
Sure thing.
I feel like I can talk to you, too. Like you're the type of person I could say anything to.
Here you go.
Great. What do I owe you?
There's no charge.
Thanks, Matt. Well, nice talking to you.
Would it be important to you if I told you that when I worked at the Hinckley plant, I destroyed documents?
Baby, what did you say your name was?
Charles Embry.
Charles, Aaron.
Nice to meet you.
Can you excuse me? excuse me for just a quick second. I'm just going to run to them. With no signal. Fuck! Go! Oh.
Yeah?
Ed, oh my God. This guy, Charles, he said that he destroyed records. He worked at Hinckley.
Slow down.
No, I'm trying to relax. And this guy, this Charles Embry guy,
told
me, Charles Embry. First I thought he was trying to kill me, but then I just thought he was trying to pick me up. And I don't know, maybe he is. But why would he use that? Why would he say that? Why would he use that as his line? I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, shit, now go back and see if he'll make a declaration.
A declaration?
Yeah, be careful. Don't scare him off.
Okay.
And stay calm. Huh? Remember, if it weren't for you, I'd be in Palm Springs right now.
You're good at talking people into things.
Now, don't pepper him with questions. Don't do that. Just let people want to tell their story. Just let him talk. Let him do
all the talking. All right?
Okay. Oh, sorry. Would you like another beer, or...
My cousin passed away yesterday. He had kidney tumors, no colon. His intestines were eaten away. 41 years old. I remember seeing him over at the plant to be... cleaning the cooling towers, wearing one of those... What do you call them?
Mask?
Yeah, doctor's masks. And to be soaked in red from the nosebleeds. I was working in the compressor. And out of nowhere, the supervisor calls me up to the office and says, we're going to give you a shredder machine and send you on down to the warehouse to get rid of the documents we got stored there.
You said what?
Nope. And I didn't ask.
Did you get a look at the stuff you destroyed?
There's a lot of dull stuff, vacation schedules and the like. And there are a few memos about the holding ponds, the water in them, and readings from the test wells. Stuff like that.
You were told to destroy those?
That's right. Of course, as it turns out, I wasn't a very good employee.
Good morning.
Morning.
Ed, Aaron, what's this?
May I?
Yep, go ahead.
Well, you know what, Mr. Potter, we completely forgot your birthday this year, and seeing as how you've been so good to me, it seemed a terrible oversight. So what Ed and I have been doing the last few days is putting together a present for you. 634. They're all signed, every single one.
Holy shit.
Now, don't go getting jealous, Teresa. We have something for you, too. Internal PG&E documents, all about contamination. The one that I like best says, and, well, I'm paraphrasing here, but it says, yes, the water's poisonous, but it would be better for all involved if this matter was not discussed with the neighbors. It's to the Hinckley Station from PG&E headquarters. Stamp received March 1966.
How did you do this?
Well, Seeing as how I have no brains or legal expertise, and Ed here was losing all faith in the system, am I right?
Oh, yeah, completely no faith, no faith.
I just went out there and performed sexual favors. 634 blowjobs in 5 days. I'm really quite tired. Here instead of calling because the judge came back with a number. For the whole group or for us? Both. He's going to make them pay $333 million. And he's going to make them give $5 million of that to your family.
$5 million?
$5 million.
I don't even know how much money that is.
Well, it's enough. It's enough for whatever you could ever need or whatever your girls need or... your girls, girls need, it'll be enough.
Oh, Aaron. God. Thank you so much. I don't know what I would have done without you.
Good day.
Thank you.
It's the last office down the corridor on the right.
Thank you.
Masri and Vichito. Oh,
damn it.
Does anyone know anything about this phone?
Everybody loves the desk you picked out for me, babies. It's great. Now, and guess who's on the cover of Los Angeles Lawyer magazine? Talk to you later, babies. Bye. Thank you.
Well, I would rather walk her through this in person. You know, there's some things I want to show her, visual aids and documents and stuff. So if you could just tell her I won't take up too much of her time. Right. Well, it's a little more complicated than Hinckley, so let me do that. Well, tell her I'm not a lawyer. That may help. Great. Why don't you just give me the address now, just in case? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks so much. Bye. Oh, what's up?
I have your bonus check.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Now, I want you to be prepared. I think it's not exactly what we discussed.
Why not?
Because after careful consideration, I felt that figure was not appropriate. Although you may not agree, you have to trust my experience and judgment.
You want me to trust you? Do me a favor, Ed. Don't use big words you don't understand.
It's a complicated issue, Aaron. You know,
I did a job. You should reward me accordingly. It's not complicated. You know what? That is the fucking problem. All you lawyers do is complicate situations that aren't complicated. Do you know why people think all lawyers are backstabbing, blood-sucking scumbags? Because they are. And, you know, I cannot believe that you were doing this to me now when I'm up to my ass in Kettleman plaintiffs, which, by the way, looks like it's going to be double the amount that we had in Hinckley. And you expect me to go out there, leave my kids to be looked after by strangers, knock on doors, get these people to trust you with their lives, and the whole time you're screwing me. I want you to know something, Ed. It is not about the number. It is about the way my work is valued in this firm. It's about how no matter what I do, you're not...
As I was saying, I decided that the figure you proposed was inappropriate. So I increased it. Do they teach beauty queens how to apologize? Because you suck at it.
Thank you.